You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. It could be the big story of the day is out of Washington with word that the most significant American diplomatic contact with Iran since the Islamic Revolution in 1979 will take place this weekend. A high-ranking U.S. diplomat will attend talks with Iran's chief nuclear negotiator. Now, the U.S. is taking pains to say this is perhaps not a change in policy. For instance, there won't be a private meeting between the two, nor will there be any negotiations, direct negotiations on the nuclear issue. But is this a significant shift in U.S. policy? Joining us now is White House correspondent for The New York Times, Stephen Lee Myers. Stephen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
You know, this is one in a parade of details about Iran that have come out of the Bush administration over the last month and a half or so. What do you make of this? And can the administration really say this isn't a change in policy?
Well, first of all, they're not saying that it's not a change. I mean, they're acknowledging that they have all along said that they will not hold negotiations with Iran until it suspends its nuclear enrichment program. At the same time, they're willing to send Bill Burns to this meeting to try to make some diplomatic progress along with its European allies.
Now, the Iranians are likely to, and we've actually spoken with the people in Tehran who think that the Iranians will make much of this as something of a concession on the part of the United States. How does the Bush administration explain that sort of interpretation of what's going on here?
Well, I think we'll hear them explain it a lot more today openly, but I'm not so sure that it's that much of a concession. I mean, he's attending a meeting along with his colleagues. I see it more as a step, a continuation of the diplomacy that's been halting, obviously, and has been met with a lot of the harsh rhetoric, missile tests, and so forth. But I think the reason this is significant is that it seems like after conflicting signals from inside Iran in the last few weeks about whether or not they would be willing to consider this offer, I think the United States has taken it seriously enough, the possibility that they might accept the offer, and that's why Burns is going to go to this meeting. He's not going to negotiate, but the idea of his presence being there along with the European allies is a signal that the United States is willing to have a serious negotiation.
Well, what's on the agenda in Geneva, and how significant would it be if Burns had a face-to-face private meeting with an Iranian counterpart?
Well, that's not going to happen, so it's hard to speculate. But what's on the agenda here is Iran's official response to this package of incentives that the European Union, along with the United States and the other members of the United Nations Security Council have presented. Essentially, it's an offer that will help you in economic areas, in diplomatic areas, and so forth, if you cease enrichment of uranium and come to the table and clear up any questions about whether or not there was once a weapons program. So they're going to hear that response and then be able to bring back to to the various capitals whether or not they're willing to continue this process.
Stephen, is it curious to you that nothing about the much-touted missile launches last week is any part of this announcement from the White House, and it doesn't appear to be much on the agenda in Geneva?
No, this is a very limited agenda. This is designed to talk about the confrontation over the nuclear programs. I mean, the missile test, some last week speculated that, in fact, that might have been part of Iran's strategy to show that it's still willing to talk tough. It will defend itself and so forth, but then quietly it pursue the diplomatic route as well.
It is difficult often in the U.S.-Iranian relationship to separate what is the sort of hyperbole and the emotion from what is actually going on behind the scenes. What should people pay most attention to in this Geneva meeting and going forward in how this sort these talks develop?
Well, I thought yesterday about the North Korean process, which is also incredibly opaque. You're dealing with a government that's belligerent but also hard to understand for those outside of it, and I think that's been very much true with the United States-Iran relationship, for 30 years now. And I think that the main thing to look for is whether or not quietly in a multilateral setting, the United States and Iran are willing to move forward in a diplomatic process. It's not going to be simple. You'll probably hear people on both sides say that this is meaningless. But if this meeting leads to others, you could see a significant breakthrough.
Stephen Lee Myers, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Stephen Lee Myers is the White House correspondent for The New York Times. He spoke to us from Washington.
We have some developing news this week.